So we know there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the mitzvah of sanctifying God's name. There are many ways of being Mekadesh Shein Shamayim, but in halachic terms, it's usually referring to the ultimate sacrifice, one giving up one's life in order to sanctify God's name, and that's usually done, known as the big three in halacha, that usually we're usually a religion of life, v'chai bahem, and therefore one's life is in danger. You get into the car on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, or someone needs to save somebody in a suffix sakana. We're very strict on taking care of things. However, there are three exceptions. If someone puts a gun to it and says not to worship idols, not to commit illicit relations, but not to commit murder, so we say, then you have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So whatever the details are, let's assume there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in the, whatever circumstance it might be. The question is, what about a bracha? We know in Judaism we make brachas before we do mitzvahs. Usually we make the brachas over lasiyas, so we first make the bracha and do the mitzvah. In this case, you'd have to make the bracha before, because if you were successful, you wouldn't be allowed to make the bracha afterwards. So what about the bracha? Is there a bracha? That's actually a major discussion in the Rishonim, whether there is a bracha. And also, what is the text of the bracha? Allah. So are those Rishonim who say that there is no bracha? So let's assume, according to those opinions, why wouldn't there be a bracha? Generally, before you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. So what would be the reason not to make a bracha on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? So different reasons brought down, some bring down, which is also a debate, a discussion. Normally when you make a bracha, when you make a blessing, it's not going on the fulfillment of the mitzvah, but it's going on the maisa mitzvah, it's going on the act. Like, so in fact, if someone needs me to put up a mezuzah in their house, even though when I put the mezuzah up, it's their mitzvah, not mine, but I make the bracha. Because according to some achronim, you make the bracha on the act of the mitzvah, not the actual fulfillment. So some want to point out, since Kiddush Hashem doesn't involve an action, I'll be, there is an action, but it's not by you. It's usually someone murdering you or killing you. So it's v'shevi al tasa. So some point out, perhaps there's no bracha. Others point out to the famous Tshuvas HaRashba, which is in a different context. The context we just had is making. We know there's a mitzvah in our Torah of tzedakah, of giving charity, yet most times or all the time we don't make a bracha before we give tzedakah. I don't mean putting, we can get into whether putting in the pushka is the mitzvah or not, but let's assume you're giving to an ani. Let's assume you're actually, you have a poor person in front of you and you're going to give him the money. So the halacha is you don't make a bracha. So there are many reasons given, but the famous reason of the Rashba is because you don't make a bracha on something which is dependent on someone else. And therefore, since you don't know, it's not a likely occurrence, but since you don't know, the ani might not take, what? That's all you're giving me? A dollar? I need at least 10 or 20 or whatever his reason he might have. And therefore, the ani might refuse the money, so therefore, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So it is an interesting Yerushalmi that when there's a case, I think someone was, must have been Shabbos, one of these czars, you know, anti-Semites, the usual during the pogroms, whatever was going on. He saw a Jew on Shabbos, it was by a tree, and he says, I know it's Shabbos, and I know you're not allowed to pull an apple off a tree. Either you pull an apple off a tree, or I'm going to kill you. So the person said, well, I'm going to be moser nefesh, I'm not going to pull the apple off the tree. So it happened to work out well. In this case, it doesn't always work this way. He said, he put his sword back and he said, if you would have took the apple off the tree, I would have killed you, because it shows you don't take your religion seriously. But now that I see your boast of nefesh, so therefore I'm going to let you live. But the point being is that Kiddush Hashem is dependent on someone else. Usually someone else is going to kill you, so therefore any mitzvah which you can't do on your own, that gets into whether you're allowed to commit suicide in the case, like the case by Masada and all that. But that's what, based on the Rashba, some should guess that that's why there's no bracha. More probably b'derech makshava, is probably, it's not something, even though there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it's kind of like, there's a mitzvah of Bikur Cholam, of Kfura, we don't make brachas on things which are which involve prunios and suffering. And it's not something, also, we want to encourage people, you know, other religions encourage
giving up your life all the time. But in Judaism, it's a last resort. It's not something, if you're stuck in that situation, then you commit Kiddush Hashem. But it's not something you necessarily, as they point out, by Avraham Avinu, it doesn't mention Or Kasdim, it mentions Lech Lecha. How come? So they say it's one Indian, it's a high Madrega, Lo Aleinu, we should know from it, the one to give up their life on Kiddush Hashem. But to live a life on Kiddush Hashem, that takes a lot more work, and therefore that's the idea. So perhaps that's why Chazal didn't want to encourage, that's why Tchiyas HaMeisim is left out of the Chumash. We want to focus on Olam HaZeh, and we'll worry about Olam HaBa later, so therefore that wasn't something Chazal wants to institute a bracha on, etc. So different reasons why. There's clearly a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and I'm not sure what the minig is, but oh, well, we shouldn't know from it, but that's probably not to make a bracha anyway. Anai chafei tzuman tzidko yaldiel Torah v'yadir.